My guest now, John Sereau, president of the North Atlantic Mortgage Corporation. John, welcome.
Good to be back, Kathleen. How are you?
Always great to have you. Now, Doug Duncan was just on, chief economist at Fannie Mae, and the picture their latest survey of homeowners, consumers presents is basically people saying, my paycheck isn't going anywhere. About a third of us are either have jobs we're worried about losing or we don't have jobs. So the housing outlook, or the, excuse me, the employment outlook, not too good. It may be a great time to buy a home, say, you know, more than two-thirds who were surveyed, but only 10% want to sell their homes. Are you seeing the same kind of thing among your customers?
I would tend to agree with that, yes. I think, you know, and to add to that, you know, you also have small businesses that, that you know, are adding to the problem because they can't grow due to overregulation and what have you. So, yeah, I'm seeing a lot of that. I'm seeing people are holding off. They're nervous about losing their jobs if they're employed with a company, and if they're self-employed, they're nervous about not being able to grow their business. So everybody's kind of in a holding pattern.
What do we need to have happen? Does the economy have to have a definitive pickup? Is that the main thing for most Americans? Obviously, people on Wall Street are riveted on Europe, but I would assume that it's more the most basic aspect of this for people is their job.
It is. People really, you know, are watching, you know, the politics, some more than others. They understand that the economy is in bad shape. And so they're being more conservative. They're being more careful about what they're doing. They're saving more money because they're afraid that if they were to lose their job, they want to make sure they have, you know, 6 months or 12 months worth of reserves so that they could pay their mortgage. What has to happen? There's a lot of things that have to happen, you know, and the biggest thing in the world that has to happen is we need to create jobs. That's the bottom line. And if you can't create jobs, you're not going to have a healthy economy. And everything that this administration has done to create jobs has not worked. Government cannot create jobs. The private sector has to create jobs. And until that is realized, we're going to be in this holding pattern for a while. It's just too bad that the election isn't tomorrow.
We've got a few more months. But what about proposals to restructure mortgages? The president has one on the table now where maybe they figure up to a million underwater homeowners could refinance and take advantage of lower rates. But there's so many more people who would and like who could certainly use some kind of, you know, bridge loan assistance, reducing principal. There's all kinds of proposals out there. From your point of view, what would work? What would help?
Well, I don't think that the plans that the president is coming out with regards to people, helping people refinance are really all that helpful because of the fact that they're picking winners and losers. If you take a look at how they're going to do this, there's always some caveat there that does not help the average consumer. You know, they tend to want to help people who are A, underwater or behind on their mortgage. And if you're not behind on your mortgage, they encourage you to be behind on your mortgage so you do qualify. I mean, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense at all. You can't pick winners and losers. You have to be fair. There are a lot of people that I speak to on a daily basis that are hardworking people that'll go out and they'll get a second job. They'll get a third job to pay their mortgage. Yet, they can't qualify for a lot of these programs as far as reducing their rate with a refinance. But something like that would help a lot of these people from falling into the mess of being late on their payments for their mortgage or getting into a foreclosure. So if they're going to do something, they got to stop picking winners and losers. They have to do this across the board. How do you do that? I always said that I think the best thing that can be done right now is we need to restore the confidence in the economy, and we need to restore public confidence. The consumer is not going to go out there and buy a home if they're afraid they're going to lose their job. The consumers are also upset because they've lost, I think it's almost $8 trillion worth of combined household equity as a nation. Nothing's been done to shore that up. And I've been saying for a long time that you need to restore confidence, and one way you could do that is to allow everyone in the country who's a homeowner the ability to write off any possible losses of equity in their home over a period of time. Now, some may view that as a bailout, and it is in a way a bailout. However, it's not a bailout of the big banks. It's not a bailout of the auto companies. It's help to every person that owns a home in this country to restore their confidence in the fact.
Would it only be for people who are buying homes or people who are just staying in their homes?
I think, you know, you need to do it for people who are staying in their homes. And I think you should do it for the people who are buying as well, because If you're out there looking at a home, you're going to hesitate. If you think you're catching a falling knife, you're not going to buy that.
But this would be like a tax credit or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Why not? You know, they spent, you know, billions of dollars in the bailouts, and none of it got to the consumers. You know, the banks did not pass any of that along to the consumers whatsoever. They did not lend any of that money. They shored up their balance sheets, and they gave the money back. Didn't do a thing for anybody. And so if they were to do this for the consumer and the money actually got directly into the consumer, you would grow the economy that way. You'd have people going out buying houses because they know, well, hey, if I buy this house and the value of the home goes down over the next 5 years,
I've got an offset. John, 36% of Americans say mortgage rates will go up over the next 12 months. That's up 3 percentage points since last month in the Fannie Mae survey. Do these people have the right idea? Do you agree with that, the mortgage rates are going up?
I think mortgage rates eventually will go up. The time frame on that is questionable because, again, you know, you have interference from the government. You'll have the Fed that'll come in and start buying mortgage-backed securities to keep those rates down. So I don't know really what the time frame would be, but certainly over the next, you know, 24 months possibly, maybe 36 months, we're going to see interest rates go up at some point. And especially if inflation comes into view, we're definitely going to see them go up.
Okay, so just another thing for people to think about if they're thinking of jumping off the fence, I guess.
Yeah.
Just make sure, folks, you jump into a nice mortgage and not into a mud puddle, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there are no bad mortgages left out there these days. It's all standard 30-year fixed and what we call interim hybrid arms. And
okay. So. Not a bad move. John Sereau, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Kathleen.
President of